Welcome to Solstice Podcasting, your full-service audio production partner. We create podcasts for brands, publishers, government, entrepreneurs, internal communications, and much more. We put together a selection of some recent examples of our work, everything from one-on-one interviews to documentary-style narrative shows and fiction formats with actors. I hope you enjoy.
It's a drizzly winter's morning and I'm standing at the intersection of Grow and King William Street on the edge of Tardanyanga, Victoria Square. I'm waiting for actor Luca Sardellis, star of SBS's recent drama, The Hunting, to get here. We're going to catch the tram to Plant 4 in Bowdoin for breakfast. 19-year-old Luca is struggling with the push and pull of her hometown. As an actor, it's pretty evident she's going to have to move to where the opportunities are. But in our conversation over the phone prior to this catch-up, she's also expressed a desire to stay in Adelaide.
I think what makes Adelaide special is it's like a big country town.
20 Minute City has definitely heard that one before.
It's a very comfortable, like comforting, you don't feel like scared. Well, I don't feel scared for my life anywhere kind of in this city. I feel like where people are usually 6 degrees of separation away from each other, in Adelaide I feel like it's like two at most. You're connected to everyone somehow, which is really cool.
This is the Living Proof podcast, where we go behind the bar to chat to some of the big names in the spirit and cocktail world and take you across the globe to meet the people doing the pouring. It's a podcast for bartenders and anyone who loves cocktail creations, good distilling, boutique brewing, vibey venues, and let's face it, a drink or two. And now your hosts, Nicole Hark and the Admiral Marcus Mottram from Haynes & Co.
Hey Marcus, and happy Monday.
Hey.
We're going back to New York today, and it's one of my favourite cities in the world. It's so many people's favourite cities, but it's not that city at the moment, as we know. And, you know, there's a real degree of sadness about what the people in the hospitality game are going through there. Mm. We're going to chat today to Natasha David, who owns a bar called Nightcap, which is on the Lower East Side of New York City. As you say, hasn't been open for 5 months, but she's a woman who no doubt has tremendous amounts of energy herself because she's a mother of two young ones, running a bar, owning a bar, running a consultancy business in New York City as well called You and Me with her husband who's also in the game. I just wonder how she's coping with the continued lockdown.
It has just got to be tough. I mean, mentally tough, but then you're also thinking about all your staff. You're thinking about, okay, what about my landlord and the business? You know, what's it going to mean coming out of it all? There must be so much on her mind, but it'd be lovely to be able to discuss things with her and also take us back to her bar and what they stand for and what they're about.
Hey, Natasha, welcome to Living Proof.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. We are very well, but I suspect that we are facing a life a little less challenging than you are at the moment.
New York is a little crazy. The U.S. is a little crazy in general. Yes, things are in upheaval, I would say.
Hello, my name is Soren Christensen. I joined the army, the Danish army, when I was 19. I wasn't doing a lot of good stuff with my life. I was drinking and having a good time and just working. But I ended up in Bosnia when I was 20 and was in charge of 25 people, 25 people's lives. And that was part of the NATO forces back in 95. What I understand about well-being is taught to me through my life experience. Whether it's me dealing with a drunken Croat who had a double-barrel shotgun pushed into my chest because I was standing between him and another person that he wanted to murder, and I'm trying to calm them down, or whether it's me opened a window on a hut in Greenland and 1 meter away there's a polar bear, it's the same thing. It's you have to respond to that conflict.
Well, hello, and welcome to Essay Life, the podcast, episode one. My name is Penny Yap. I'm the editor of Essay Life magazine, and my guest today is Marie Johnson Harrison. Whether you know Marie best from her successful career as a visual artist or from her days as an international model during the 1970s and 80s, I can guarantee there's a lot about Marie that you don't know. Marie, welcome. Hello.
Thank you very much.
It's good to see you again.
Lovely to see you too, Pim.
Is she coming out, do you think?
Oh, I don't know, darling. I guess it depends how she's feeling. Well,
she'll miss the sunset, that's all. She should see it.
Well, I expect there'll be another sunset tomorrow. She's got to take things at her own pace.
You're not worried about her? She's barely left her room.
It's been 2 weeks. I'd be worried if she wasn't holed up in her room crying. The important thing is she knows we're here for her. She'll come out when she's...
Here she is.
Sandra! What's the matter with you two? You look bloody miserable.
No, we're good. How are you feeling?
Great. Any particular reason you haven't popped the cork on this one yet? You're waiting for a warmer night? A better sunset? This one looks all right to me.
And now, from the world of money, with our financial editor, Ewan Black. Hello, Ewan.
Hello, John. Good to be with you.
Thank you. So, look, the US stock market has been hitting record highs. I want to ask you, is there any good news in this for the little guy? But first, let's talk about why the market does so well when the rest of us are not.
I mean, we can kind of see this in how the fact that, you know, at the beginning of the crisis, even before cafes and pubs and restaurants were shut, the share market saw the first kind of economic impacts of the pandemic. It lost more than 30% in value, so hundreds of billions of dollars, even before Scott Morrison had shut down the pubs and restaurants. So it is forward-looking.
If you're interested in creating a podcast to amplify your unique voice, either head to solsticepodcasting.com.au, call 08 8232 7585 or speak to your local representative. We'd love to chat to you about how we can bring the unique elements of your ideas to life through podcasting.